Article 34. Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. 1. There shall be established a Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, hereafter referred to as the Committee, which shall carry out the functions hereinafter provided. 2. The Committee shall consist, at the time of entry into force of the present Convention, of 12 experts. After an additional 60 ratifications or accessions to the Convention, the membership of the Committee shall increase by 6 members, attaining a maximum number of 18 members. 3. The members of the Committee shall serve in their personal capacity and shall be of high moral standing and recognised competence and experience in the field covered by the present Convention. When nominating their candidates, states parties are invited to give due consideration to the provision set out in Article 4.3 of the present Convention. 4. The members of the Committee shall be elected by states parties, consideration being given to equitable geographical distribution, representation of the different forms of civilization and of the principal legal systems, balanced gender representation, and participation of experts with disabilities. 5. The members of the Committee shall be elected by secret ballot from a list of persons nominated by the states' parties from among their nationals at meetings of the Conference of States' Parties. At those meetings, for which 2/3 of states' parties shall constitute a quorum, the persons elected to the Committee shall be those who obtain the largest number of votes and an absolute majority of the votes of the representatives of states' parties present and voting. 6. The initial election shall be held no later than 6 months after the date of entry into force of the present Convention. At least 4 months before the date of each election, the Secretary-General of the United Nations shall address a letter to the states' parties, inviting them to submit the nominations within 2 months. The Secretary-General shall subsequently prepare a list in alphabetical order of all persons thus nominated, indicating the state parties which have nominated them, and shall submit it to the states' parties to the present Convention. 7. The members of the Committee shall be elected for a term of 4 years. They shall be eligible for re-election once. However, the term of 6 of the members elected at the first election shall expire at the end of 2 years. Immediately after the first election, the names of these 6 members shall be chosen by lot by the chairperson of the meeting referred to in paragraph 5 of this article. 8. The election of the 6 additional members of the Committee shall be held on the occasion of regular elections, in accordance with the relevant provisions of this article. 9. If a member of the Committee dies or resigns or declares that for any other cause she or he can no longer perform her or his duties, the state party which nominated the member shall appoint another expert possessing the qualifications and meeting the requirements set out in the relevant provisions of this article to serve for the remainder of the term. 10. The Committee shall establish its own rules of procedure. 11. The Secretary-General of the United Nations shall provide the necessary staff and facilities for the effective performance of the functions of the Committee under the present Convention and shall convene its initial meeting. 12. With the approval of the General Assembly, the members of the Committee established under the present Convention shall receive emoluments from United Nations resources on such terms and conditions as the Assembly may decide, having regard to the importance of the Committee's responsibilities. 13. The members of the Committee shall be entitled to the facilities, privileges, and immunities of experts on mission for the United Nations, as laid down in the relevant sections of the Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations.